This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. People in Missouri today will vote on possible new powers to undercut private sector labor unions. Supporters use the phrase right to work. If approved, Missouri would join 20 other states in allowing workers to opt out of paying union dues, even if they're getting the benefits of a union contract. Millions of dollars for and against the measure have poured in from Missouri and outside sources. Marketplace's Renata Sago has more.
The union-backed group We Are Missouri is using TV ads like this one. A man named Jesse warns voters. He lives in Oklahoma, where right to work passed in 2001.
Since it's become a right to work state, we've lost tens of thousands of jobs.
We Are Missouri has collected money from unions all over the country, some $15.2 million. They say a right to work law would weaken the union's ability to bargain for higher wages. And the Wall Street Journal reports the group has raised about five times more than its opponents. Spokeswoman Erin Schrempf says the law would hurt growth in non-union shops.
They ultimately raise their wages and benefits to compete with union shops that are in those industries.
Ray McCarty runs the Associated Industries of Missouri and supports right to work. He hasn't contributed to the campaign, but he says he believes it'll pass because it makes sense for the state's business climate.
Missouri will be able to compete for jobs from companies that will only locate in right to work states.
If passed, Missouri would become the 28th state to enact the law. I'm Renata Sago for Marketplace.